Yo, it's episode 357, the Magnum. Isn't that what a Magnum, 357 Magnum? It's a gun, I think. Stay away from guns, kids. Yesterday, I didn't do a fucking thing. I watched TV and I ate bad food. And I didn't even watch the Grammys. I didn't want to be a part of live tweeting. I didn't want to be a part of it. I just fucking... I barely moved. I walked to the pet store and bought cat food. Now here we are. Back to work. Took one day off. Well, I'll be taking a week off soon. 357, we're almost at the end of this son of a bitch. I keep talking about it, but I still don't know what I'm going to do. Well, take the week off, then I'll come back at least once. How about that? And now I don't need to dwell on it anymore. Now I'll dwell it all on that episode. You didn't watch the Grammys, but I saw that Bruno Mars got the news alerts. Bruno Mars sweeping them all. Jay-Z snubbed. Not one for Jay-Z. These are the Grammys. They give it to the person who makes all the money. That's Bruno Mars, I suppose. I don't know. Good for the Grammys. Grammys are fun to watch. But I was happy to just not be... live tweeting. Live tweeting feels stressful to me. Because either you're in it or you're not. There's some people, they could just rattle off like joke after joke after joke on everything. Oh, look at this asshole. Nice tie, dipshit. And if I feel like if I only get off like three tweets, I'm like, is that live tweeting? Not really. I come up with three good jokes. And for what? I no followers. Nobody cares. I guess if you get if I had a good Bruno Mars tweet, Bruno's from Mars. But Oscars ain't from Venus. That's terrible. You see, if I said something like that, it went viral. And then everybody's like, oh, let me follow Chris Laker now. And then maybe I would have a bunch of new followers. But probably not. So, I don't know. I guess look at the fucking news. Congratulations to Bruno Mars and everybody else. Who won the Grammys. One of them might be listening. Let's see. What's in the news? Dueling protest in Germantown after teen allegedly murdered by refugee. So there's dueling. There's people that are... Say, hey... get everybody... I don't know what the protests are about. I'm assuming they're about refugees and not murder. I'm sure everybody in Germany at this point has learned murder is wrong. They learned that somehow. And I think they have to teach that in school now based on their history. So I'm sure they're all against the murder, but was it the ref... It's like, hey, a refugee murdered somebody... Get rid of all the refugees. I don't think that sounds like the solution, but I can't tell you I know about what's going on over in Germany. Protest is good. I'm pro-protest. Protest all you want for whatever you want, I say. Elon Musk's... Why did I say I say? I just said it. Anytime I say that at the sentence, I say, like, oh, look at me, I say something, then I'll say, and that's my little piece of knowledge or whatever, my opinion. I say, what do you say? Jesus fucking Christ, just say it. You don't have to say, you know what I say, or then say it and then say, that's what I say. This is me yelling at myself. For my fucking idiotic verbal crutches. Elon Musk's Boring Company is now raising money by selling flamethrowers. Man, I would love a flamethrower. That sounds like fucking... I mean, they're dangerous. I tell the kids, stay away from the guns, stay away from the flamethrowers. But how much fun would it be? Why don't they have... I would much rather that than like a shooting range, a flamethrower range. Like that should be like... What are these idiots? They have like these bachelor parties. Like, oh, let's go play paintball. Get the fuck out of here. Give me a flamethrower. Let's torch some shit. That would be... I'd go to that. That's the only bachelor party activity that sounds like fun to me. You're talking about golf or paintball? No thanks. My brother, he wanted to... He was like... Because bachelor parties, you know, it has to... Oh, we have to go on a vacation. Oh, yeah. I'm getting married, so please take two vacations. One, to go to my bachelor party. And then two, to go to my wedding. Because none of those activities can take place where we all live. They have to be a destination. And so my brother did that for both his wedding and his bachelor party. And so his bachelor party happened in that. Okay, at this time my brother lived, I'm going to say 15 blocks from me, something like that. And all his family, my family, lives somewhere within like the New York area, not far away. Not a lot of family either, but whatever. So yeah, it is bachelor party in Nashville. I don't fucking know why, because the nightlife in Nashville is somehow better than New York City. Whatever. He's not going. He's not going to strip clubs. He's not going to anything like that. It's just like, hey, let's go get drunk in Nashville, because getting drunk and arrested in a city you don't live in sounds like so much easier. Like you go New York, you get as fucking hammered as you want. If you get a ticket, at least you don't got to go travel to deal with the shit. All right. But he wants to look at different stuff. I don't know. Wedding, North Carolina. Two of the most boring places I can think of to do shit. Nashville and North Carolina. There's nothing to do in North Carolina. I'm sure it's a beautiful place to live and all that shit. It's not exciting. No one's excited to go to North Carolina. I mean, I can't get excited about a place that has a direction in it. You know, like a north or a south or a west, like West Virginia, North Carolina, South. Get your own name. You're a state, for God's sake. Have some dignity. You split up, come up with a new name. It's sad. The whole West Virginia. Just you're not the real Virginia. You know, come up with be a new. You could have been like we're fucking Badassville, Badassylvania, or some shit. That's not a great name, but you. I didn't have any time to even come up with a state name. It's better than West Virginia or North Carolina. Fuck off. Come up with a new name. Now, I've said that 50 times in a row. Come up with a new name. But that's my feeling. I can't get excited about it. Yeah, so it all could have been done all in New York City, and everybody would have been happy. But my other brother, everything was in New York City. We went to Scores, and then he got married to some church where my parents got married, just to make them happy. Got married at a Catholic church to give my parents hope that he would be Catholic, but he's not. Then he didn't baptize his babies. But that's my younger brother. My younger brother wants to appease the family with the Catholicism. That's my theory on Catholicism. It's a lot of it's based on avoiding conflict. You want your parents' acceptance, so you're like, oh, I'll show up to church, and you have a kid and you baptize the kid. Now you're stuck in that fucking loop. That's why my older brother didn't get his kids baptized. I always respect that. That took a lot. Well, it's not like my mom's like trying to drag him to church or anything. I don't think she'll bring it up, but it kind of makes me. I don't want a child, but I'd like a child just to not make it Catholic. To just like say no baptism. I wonder what those kids even. I don't think they have any religion. That must be beautiful. What a childhood to have. A churchless childhood. Oh, if I could have had that. A no church childhood would have been a dream. Sundays? You tell me Sunday, no church? Forever? Your whole childhood? What a beauty. What a way to live. And I just had Catholic church. Some of these like Pentecostal churches that go all day. Well, that's another nightmare. But all right, I babbled long enough. Gave you enough details of my family. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.